this story, it's okay to be old-fashioned. 10-year-old Sally was eager for Aunt Nancy to visit. "Has it really been 2 years since we saw Aunt Nancy?" she asked Mama. "Yes, and her letters have been telling her exciting experiences with her work in her city," Mama recalled. "But I wonder how faithful she has been in letting her light shine for Jesus. We'll want to ask her about her church there. She had always been involved in the work of the church here before she left, so I'm sure she would continue her interest up there." It had been a busy day getting ready. Sally was pleased that Aunt Nancy could use her room. She had given it an extra good cleaning, and now it looked neat and clean. Finally, 8 o'clock came, and they all drove out to the airport in the evening dusk. Sally could hardly wait to see Aunt Nancy. As they parked their car and walked into the terminal, Sally thought about what Mama had told her. She said that in their growing up days, she and Aunt Nancy used to dress alike, and people would ask if they were twins. "Is that her plane, Daddy?" Sally asked when a big plane taxied to a stop outside near the big window where they were watching. They all walked to the gate to welcome their visitor. "Where is Aunt Nancy?" questioned Sally. "I don't see anyone dressed like a plane lady." She did see one lady smiling broadly at them. "Why, that is Aunt Nancy," she thought to herself, "but she looks so different." She held back while Mama went forward. "Hello, Norma. Now don't look so shocked," laughed Aunt Nancy as she hurried to them. "I was tired of looking so old-fashioned." "Hi, Sally. My, have you have grown. It's good to see you too, Charles. I'm glad you picked me up. I'm really tired of the city, so the time in the country will be refreshing." Aunt Nancy had kept talking and didn't give Mama time to greet her, but Mama was shocked. Shocked and disappointed. So for a little, she had nothing to say. When Aunt Nancy paused a little, Mama finally was able to say, "Nancy, I'm so glad to see you, but yes, I am shocked. We will have much to talk over." Sally felt shy because Aunt Nancy seemed so different from the Aunt Nancy she used to know. Aunt Nancy and Mama were soon over that first awkward beginning and talked busily about other things as they drove home. During the next week, Aunt Nancy wanted to be outdoors as much as possible because she missed the country so much. Sally enjoyed their walks into the backwoods to look for signs of spring because Aunt Nancy was so excited over everything they saw. Sally knew Mama and Aunt Nancy had talked about the changes in her aunt's appearance, but it was not while Sally was around. Mama was not happy for Sally to hear the excuses Aunt Nancy gave. The 6 days passed quickly. Soon it was time to say goodbye to Aunt Nancy at the airport. On the way home, Sally asked, "Mama, why did Aunt Nancy not wear her covering while she was here? We had good times together, but she wasn't quite like the Aunt Nancy I used to know. Why was that, Mama?" Mama sighed. "You and Father and I need a long talk once we get home." Later at home, Father told her to get her Bible, and they all sat around a kitchen table. "Sally, this is a good time to study 1 Corinthians 11, which is the scripture teaching the woman's veiling. Aunt Nancy thinks we are old-fashioned to dress differently from those who do not use the biblical way to live. She especially says it is old-fashioned for women to wear head veilings or coverings. She says she now believes her hair is her covering. We want you to understand how Nancy is confused about this." Father read the first 16 verses of 1 Corinthians 11 while Sally and Mama followed along. When Sally finished reading, he asked, "Sally, can you explain verse 3? It says that the head of every man is Christ. Does that mean to be above, that Christ is above you?" asked Sally. "Yes, Sally. And what else does it say?" "The head of every woman is man." "Is that why Mama wants to do what you want her to do?" Father nodded. "But what about Aunt Nancy?" asked Sally. "She isn't married and Grandpa is no longer living." "Well, she always looked up to the ministers at her church, but she no longer attends a church that fully stands on the Bible." "There is more to that verse, Sally," Father quizzed. "It says that God is the head over Christ." "My, God has everything in order, doesn't he, Father?" Sally observed. "Yes. God has his plan to help everyone know how to live for him," Father remarked. "Now, Sally, what do you think verse 4 means?" When man prays or prophesies, he is not to have his head covered. I guess if he has a hat on, he's to take it off. Oh, is this why you men took off your hats at Grandpa's funeral at the grave? But we don't have prophets today, do we? She asked. I like your question, Sally, Father commented. I think this verse especially talks about a specific prayer covering, not just a hat worn in cold weather. But yes, we men took off our hats during prayer out of respect for God and this principle. Teaching the scriptures could be called prophesying. Chapter 14 says that speaking to teach or encouraging or comforting someone is prophesying. Now let's go on to verse 5. Here it sounds just the opposite, Father. It says a woman who prays or prophesies without her head covered does wrong. It even says if she doesn't wear something on her head, it is as though her hair is shaved off. But Aunt Nancy says her hair is her covering or veiling. I don't understand, said Sally in a confused voice. What is a man to do when he prays or teaches the Bible? Questioned Father. Sally quickly answered, he's to uncover his head. So the Bible must mean something on the head more than the hair. The man can't take off his hair, can he? Oh, Father, of course he can't do that, giggled Sally. Well, so you think that when it says the woman should have her head covered, it means just her hair? Father asked. Sally thought a bit. No, the man must not pray with his hat on, but he still has his hair. The woman still has her hair, but she is to cover her hair with something more. That's easy to understand. Mother was enjoying this lesson from the Bible. That is so plain that even our 10-year-old can understand these verses. A woman wanting to live for Jesus and to follow his teachings will want to cover her head. I want my head to have a covering to show that I want to come under God's plan of order. Poor Aunt Nancy, someone doesn't want to see the Bible truth, and they have convinced her that hair is the veiling. If my hair were my covering, then Father would have to take his hair off when he prays. Sally giggled again about Father taking off his hair. She was glad he didn't have to do that. Father, read verse 10 again, requested Mother. It tells about this being a sign to the angels, too. Father read, for this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. One person says it this way, the woman should wear a covering on her head as a sign that she is under man's authority, a fact for all the angels to notice and rejoice in. I'm glad Mother makes angels take notice and rejoice. Oh, Mama, I'm so glad you want to obey the Bible. When may I wear a covering? Asked Sally. Sally, there will come a time when you know you need to open your heart to Jesus to save you from your sins. When that time comes, you will want to obey this teaching, too. Oh, Mama, I want to obey the Bible, and I'm so glad you and Father helped me to understand it. But when we visited Uncle John's and went to their church, even the little girls wore coverings. Why? Questioned Sally. Well, some churches believe that having little girls wear coverings will help them always want to wear them when they are old enough to choose to live for Jesus, Mother explained. Father added, since a covering symbolizes a woman's willingness to obey God's order, it is especially important for those who are old enough to choose and to become Christians. They need to understand its meaning and live in harmony with what it stands for. Sally was enjoying this time with Father and Mother. Her heart felt such happiness. Mother still was not finished. Aunt Nancy still wears dresses, but they are just like what other women may wear. We feel it is best to wear dresses made very simply and plainly to be a safeguard from following fashions and to help us to know what is really modest. Oh, Sally, when someone looks so much like the world, it is easier to fall away from God's teachings. I want to be all God wants a godly woman to be, Mother added thoughtfully. Mama, that's the kind of girl I want to be too. I want to obey the Bible, and I want to have the angels rejoice about me, Sally whispered softly.